Cat popped in just as Sin landed a staggering blow to Deimos' chest. The Dilophonos reeled back. She paused beside Damien. What did I miss?
Not much, he said dryly. Killer Daemon that was eaten by a Galu. Sin killed the Galu Daemon on the floor over there. Then Numbnuts popped in, killed the Galu, and attacked Sin.
He glanced askance at her.
Want a wager on the winner?
She was appalled by his suggestion.
Damien!
What? He asked, his face a mask of confused innocence.
I manage a casino. Gambling is my life. If I were smart, I'd start running odds and bets right now. Trust me, Sin would not only appreciate it, he'd approve.
The sad thing was, Damien was probably right about that.
You are so amoral.
No, I'm a daemon. Morals don't become us. Cat made a feigned sound of disgust at him before she turned her attention back toward the men who were fighting. She had to give Sin credit. Unwounded, he was more than holding his own against Deimos. She truthfully couldn't say who would win. At least, not until Sin kicked Deimos back so hard, Deimos went flying into one of the mirrors, shattering it. She cringed in sympathetic pain as Deimos slammed to the floor. Deimos paused as he saw Cat. A sinister smile curved his lips as he started for her. Cat braced herself for his attack, but he never reached her. His face filled with the wrath of hell, Sin went for Deimos and pulled a barbed cord from around his wrist. Just as Cat moved to strike him, Sin wrapped the cord around Deimos' throat and snatched him back from her. That was the one weakness for a Dilophonos. Cut off their air, and they couldn't fight.
That was your fatal mistake, Sin snarled in Deimos' ear as he tightened his grip.
Deimos' eyes bulged as he tried desperately to pull the cord from his throat, but Sin gave him no quarter.
Don't kill him, she said.
Sin scowled at her.
Are you insane? He won't stop otherwise.
Maybe, but Deimos was still family, psycho though he was, and she didn't want to see him killed.
Deimos, swear you'll leave us alone.
Never.
Sin's biceps bulged as he tightened the cord even more. Deimos was dead. She knew it, and it broke her heart. Suddenly, a woman's voice echoed from the open doorway.
Damien! A Galu just dragged off a young woman on the street, her mother screaming for help!
Sin's face went white as he heard those words. Cat saw the indecision in his eyes. He looked down at Deimos, cursed, then let go of the cord and ran for the door. Deimos fell forward, onto his hands and knees, coughing and gagging as he unwound the cord from around his neck. Cat cringed as she saw the blood from where the cord had cut into skin. No doubt Deimos would carry that scar for the rest of eternity. Shaking her head in pity, she ran after Sin, who was on the street now, chasing after the Galu. The demon ran into a side street, dragging a young woman behind it. All of a sudden, the demon stopped, as if it had ran into something invisible. Sin pulled the woman from the demon's arms and kicked it back. He handed the woman off to Cat, then turned to fight the demon as the woman collapsed against her. Just as the demon reached Sin, it burst into flames. Cat gasped. Deimos stepped out from the shadows.
They are filthy bastards, aren't they?
Sin tensed, waiting for Deimos to attack him. Honestly, he was getting a little sick of it. But to his utter consternation, the Dilophonos looked past him to the woman who was sobbing hysterically against Cat.
Is she all right?
Deimos asked. Shaken, but she doesn't appear to have been hurt. I think Sin got to her in time.